He was very shrewd. My father had a... My father lived to be 93 years old. And he had a photostatic mind.
Really?
He did.
I would envy people.
He did. I'd give anything in the world. I guess I'd do fairly well considering I'm 83, but my father had a photostatic mind. He could remember when everybody was, when they were married, and who they married, and what day they married, and knew the birthdays. He knew every survey and every league. You know what a league is, when you have land, when you survey land, they have different leagues. He knew the names of them, and knew where the surveys are, and knew everything in the whole county. He had the most photostatic mind of ever, not because my father never that ever lived. I'd give anything in the world if I'd have his mind. And he's that way until he passed away. He's 93 years old.
That's amazing.
It was. It really was.
None of
us children have it. We do fairly well, but we don't have no photostatic mind like he does. We remember. I remember pretty well, but I don't remember things like he did.
I imagine people called on him pretty frequently for information.
It did. We had a man, a fellow named Bob Person, wrote part of a book, the information that he gave him.
Well, did you know your father's people, your grandparents on your father's side?
On my father's side?
Yes, sir.
I only knew my grandmother. My grandfather passed away the year I was born. He'd passed away in 1894. And that's the year I was born. I never did know him.
I see.
I knew her.
Do you happen to know where she was born?
She's born in Germany, but just this brother of mine, he can give you all that history to her, but I haven't been able to get him. He's got all that down.
Right.
And there were seven brothers. Am I getting out of line?
No, sir.
If I'm getting out of line, tell me.
Go ahead.
There were seven brothers, all bright family, that come to this country from Germany. No sisters. The girls didn't come, but the boys could come, seven of them. And of course, they're all over the state of Texas from those seven brothers. Scattered, you know. You know, they had some children, they married and had some children, and the children, you know how that's.
Right.
They've just seven brothers come over here.
Well, is this particular part of Texas known as a German settlement area?
Right here.
Right, and Goliad and this.
No, not exactly. No, no, it's not. No, it was not. It was not. We had. I think at one time we had more, really more people right in this area here. Now you take. Another part of the county, but right in Goliad, we had more people come from England than we did from Germany. But the German people settled out north of here in the country mostly. We had mostly in this county, Goliad County, they were most all come from England, some from Ireland, and from Germany. We had very few Polish or Czechs or something like that. We still don't have very many.
Have to go up to New Brownsville?
Yes, sir. We don't have them here. We have very few. Of course, you know, they scatter in, but we don't have many.
Right. Well, was your grandmother on your father's side a housewife?
How is this now?
Was your grandmother on your father's side a housewife?
She was a housewife, yes.
I see. Do you happen to know anything about her schooling, or could you make a rough guess of how far she might have gone? Or did she go to school in Germany?
She went to school in Germany. I couldn't tell you. Now, this brother of mine, I'm telling you, he's younger than I am, but he's got all that down. She could read and write.
Yes,